Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Claudia Monticelli with another episode of Multiple Voices. My Multiple Voices podcast, true to its name, includes different series. For example, we have the Voices of Love, where we discuss relationships, the voice of empowerment, the voice of laughter and play, the voice of pleasure, and the magical voice of archetypes and how they change the way we live. But we also have the voice of memory that includes everything from history to discussions of past life regression. There's also writing voices, where we interview both seasoned writers and authors who have just started getting their feet wet with writing, and we learn what can work for you as potential writers. Our series called Voice of the Spirit discusses different forms of spirituality and religion. And then Channeling Voices is a series that covers what happens when you channel, but is also extended to mediumship. Take a moment to review this podcast if you've enjoyed listening, and leave a hearty 5 stars. I'd appreciate it. Enjoy your listening. Ladies and gentlemen, it's me again, and I'm here with another guest. And how did I find this guest? Well, one day, she wrote to me and started chatting with me on one of my social media chats. And she told me that she has a website, a podcast, and she wanted me as a guest. And I thought to myself, well, of course, but you're going to have to be a guest on my podcast. And here she is, Kim Shalar. Kim, welcome to our show. Say hello.
Thank you, Crystal. Hello, everybody. Thank you, Crystal, for having me. It is an honor to be on Multiple Voices.
Well, now, who is Kim? Kim is a meditation expert. She's an energy healer, and she's a mindset coach. And she spent 16 years in the corporate space. And this is very common, Kim. I find that many guests come from the corporate world and they get fed up of it, you know? She spent so many years in the corporate space before she moved to this area of work. And her vision is to bring the benefits of mind potential and energy into the lives of people that spend most of their day in their office and business. She began her meditation journey back in the 10th grade. Now, she is not an old woman, but she is a woman nonetheless. So 10 years old is quite a lot of meditating, and she'll explain. Well, we're going to lead with that, but let me finish telling people who you are. She started practicing. The techniques of Silva Mind Control. And she's worked with over 3,000 clients. I'll say that again, 3,000 clients, not at 10 years old, I hope, starting inclusive of groups, corporates and personal clients, by helping them tap into their own gifts and talents by enhancing their infinite energy and releasing blocks that they have. And through her company, Mia Mind, which is my infinite my infinite energy and mind, she delivers mind-shifting trainings. And so as I continue to introduce you, Kim, there's two things I want you to think about before I finish. One is what happened in the 10th grade. What is that technique, Silva Mind technique? And the name of the company, Mia Mind, and mind shifting trainings. This is interesting for us. So she teaches meditations for different phases and manifestings of a person's life and energy healing. She also offers a range of some subconscious priming products. But this is interesting, to awaken and engage one's subconscious mind to work in alignment with their desires and goals. She's been featured on several podcasts, magazines, and interviews for her thoughts and her techniques. And so she regularly gives us a reflection of the day. And I hope you can let us know where we could find that. And she leads with the belief that our outer world is a reflection of our inner world, and that forms the foundation of her approach. So, Kim, let's start with Kim as a 10-year-old.
The 10th grade, so around 14 years old.
The 10th grade. Oh, right. Well, still, that's so young.
Yes. So, interestingly, Christelle, at that age, I started seeing all different spirits. Like, if someone passed on, I'd see them on my sofa. And, you know, at that age, you're like, yeah, I can see ghosts. Let me talk to them. And I'm not scared. So, I would interact and then get messages that, hey, the document is here, the gold is here, tell my children this. And I had a lot of fun with it.
But wait a minute. You were actually asking them?
They were just chatting with me. They would just come and I'm saying, hey, what happened? And they'd say, can you please tell my family this message? And can you tell this one that? And I would happily go ahead and do it.
Okay.
You know? It was not until two specific incidents, Christelle. One is when the 9/11 incident
yes.
happened. I would keep seeing that image before it occurred for over a month.
Well, how old were you then?
I think 13, 14.
Okay, so it was very, you know, it was the same time when this happened. Yeah.
And I would keep seeing it and I didn't understand what it was. And then when it happened, I went into this different spiral guilt trip that, you know, oh, I was blessed with this and I should have done something about it. And it's my fault. And it's so bad to have this gift because, you know, I didn't do anything. Obviously, I didn't have a teacher. I didn't have, you know, someone to guide me through that.
Right.
And the second instance was once this was when I probably was in my 12th grade, 2 years after, where I was studying in the night and... I'm sorry, I heard this voice tell me, come to the window. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I'm standing at the window. And I said, okay, now, what do you want me to do? And I'm just staring across to the building ahead of me. And I said, tell me what you want me to do. And that's it. I didn't hear anything. I go to bed. Next morning, I get up. There's a commotion in, you know, within the buildings. Like in India, we have something called a complex, where it's like 8 to 10 different buildings in one area.
Sure.
And all of that. And there's commotion down. And I asked my dad, what's up? And he's like, you know, the person in the building ahead, he committed suicide last night. And I'm like, no.
Wow.
That wasn't a suicide. Something fishy happened there. And I told my dad the entire incident. And he said, Kim, promise me you're going to zip it.
Oh.
You can't go down.
Why did he tell you that? Why did he tell you?
Because I was like, I don't know, 14, 15. He's like, you're not going to go down to the police and tell them this. Because you didn't see anything. It's a feeling, right?
Yeah.
And you have been made aware of the reality of, you know, police and political stuff.
Yeah.
He was like, promise me, you're not going to open your mouth. And I'm like, okay, fine. He said, let's pray for the soul, do all of that. And that was my second layer of, you know, okay, I got a gift, but I'm really bad at using it. So I'm going to shut it off.
Oh, no.
So I did shut off my clairvoyance right after that. You know, this was so sharp, Christelle, so sharp. And I was like, that's it. Then I started meditating and going inwards, you know, if an exam was coming up, if I wanted to see a guy and, you know, the one that I had a crush on.
But wait. When you say I started meditating then, what form did that take?
That was the Silver Mind Control. I picked up a book.
Yeah.
And back then, it gives you all the techniques to practice. It gives you all the techniques of visualization. So literally at that age when I could have spent time, you know, chilling down on the road, which we do that as well. But I would spend a lot of my free time meditating.
Yeah.
I would spend a lot of my free time, you know, bringing the attention to my third eye.
Yeah.
Understanding all those things. I think... Back then, Crystal, my books were all self-help books.
You mean you were writing?
No, I was learning.
Okay.
And I was just, that used to just draw me, my energy, my attention completely. So that was where, you know, the entire path opened. And then the most pivotal moment of my life was when I would see my godmother. I would keep getting a vision that she was getting into an accident.
A godmother, can you explain that? Not all cultures have that. Who is the woman? What did she represent for you?
So a godmother is, someone that you, your parents nominate as someone that takes care of you in case they pass on earlier.
Yes.
So she was my mom's older sister, and I was very close to her. So I would keep seeing her getting into an accident. Oh. And I came home one evening and asked my mom.
ladies and gentlemen, she's telling this story. I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm listening to an audiobook thriller, and my heart is racing. I'm sorry. Now, take it again. You kept seeing what?
My aunt going, having this little minor accident. So I get home, and I knew that around that time, my mom used to chat with her on the phone. And I said, Mommy, how's Auntie Jenna? And she says, yeah, she's fine. I spoke to her. And I said, no, just check. She's like, no, I spoke to her. What's wrong with you? I'm like, okay, fine. Right? In 10 minutes, my cousin calls and says, hey, Julian, we're taking mom to the hospital. She had a little accident. My mom was, she just lost it. And she's like, oh my God, tell me what happened. And she was all over the place. I'm like, Mommy, it's okay. It's just her leg. And I'm sitting. I'm not even talking to my cousin. This is the years when, Crystal, there were no cell phones. We only had our landline number. And my mom is, completely like, I need to speak to someone, because till nobody calls her, she doesn't have any information. I said, Mommy, relax. I think uncle just was, getting the car off, and then the tire went over a foot. She's not serious. She's going to be okay. And she says, which foot? And I said, it's her right foot. And she's wondering, how am I answering? She's like, who's calling you? Who are you speaking to? So just relax. I know.
Yeah. Jeez.
And then when my cousin did call her and my aunt spoke to her, my aunt started to say the same things that I said.
Yeah.
And my mom looked at me and she's like, Kim told me this. And my aunt said, just you guys come over and meet me. She didn't indulge in that conversation. And when she met me, she told me that their grandmother, she spoke about something about the veil being lifted and things
the
like that.
The veil, yes, said, yes.
Yeah? She said, you've got this gift. You must develop it.
Oh, and brava, mama. Good. Thank goodness. Your father said, zip it. And your mother, and your mother said, do it.
My mother's sister, because they didn't know. I mean, he was just scared about me getting
of course.
In and out of the police. Crap. Yeah. So, but incidentally, in that story, they did find out after a couple of months that the guy was murdered.
Uh-huh.
So justice was served.
Ooh.
So she told me, develop this. And that is when I started meditating. I started reading all the books. And life happens, Christelle,
yes,
especially
of course.
After the two incidents, I shut off the clairvoyance. Oh. I was like, not for me. And, the entire story of going and the struggle and the hardships and manifesting only when you want it and not living that intentional, heightened, energetic
always.
Life.
Yes, yes.
And then my aunt was, she was in a coma, and she would appear to me almost every time. By this time, I had quit my job and I was investing my time, my energy, my money into learning all energy healing modalities. And my teacher told me, I keep seeing this, this lady always besides you. And she's like, ask who is she? She knew who it was. And I tuned in and it was my aunt. And she told my teacher that I will not leave till this girl is on her path.
Yeah.
And I mean, now I understand that was her soul contract.
Yes.
To bring me on this path right from the 10th grade.
Yes.
And then I went on to my own, finance world and operations world till I was back into that space. And that is the time I told her, I said, okay, fine. I promise I will stick onto this path.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Kim, now, why did you get into the financial world when you had this extremely powerful gift? Was it something you had to do because you were being educated and you had to use your education in some way?
I knew earlier that this was something that could be a life path.
I see.
I started looking at it as just a skill,
how to cook,
how to drive, how to swim.
Yeah, right.
I looked at that as just one of the skills one has that makes you unique, makes you smarter.
Right.
This was something that was in all my interviews. When people say, what's your hobby? I'll say meditating. And I just got, the excess attention.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that this could be a path. And I think my entire journey in the corporate, in all the things that I did, was leading me up of 2 course. Years so that I could go back
and get and clients.
Serve the people in that space. Yes.
Yeah. So now, wait a minute. Now, I'll keep you on path here. There's so much on the fire. All right. So we talked about 10th grade, right? You said by practicing the techniques of Silva mind control. Now, explain that. You did talk about the book. You picked up the book. Now, tell us what that book is about. Who wrote it?
So the book is written by Jose Silva.
Yeah.
In fact, right now, Mind Valley is running an entire series on his teachings itself, mm-hmm. Dr. Jose Silva. And it's all about using more of your subconscious mind. It's all about training your mind to visualize, to see, to feel. It's kind of the basics in any mind work.
Right. Yes.
Right. Since then, of course, a lot has moved, and you know, I'm more on the spiritual aspect of things, and more on the energy aspect of things.
Wait a minute. Now, let me interrupt you just a second, because when we hear talk of mind control, we always get the impression of, you know, influencing somebody's mind, similar to hypnosis. What year was that book published? Do you remember?
No idea, because when I picked it up, it was already, you know, published for years.
Okay, I'll find that. Yeah. So now here we are. There are, of course, other things. I'm keeping you on track. So 3,000 clients. That is a lot of clients. A lot of clients.
Thankfully.
Thankfully. Congratulations. Now, helping them tap into their own gifts. Now, through your company, when did you start your company? Am I saying that right? Mia Mind?
No, it's My Mind.
My Mind, but it's written M-I-E. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So when I moved out and I was, you know, learning and teaching, I was collaborating with everybody. And again, I think it came from a space of fear, you know, mm-hmm. So it was collaborate. And in Dubai, Christelle, for every service that you provide, you need to have the right license.
Uh-huh.
So earlier in, I would collaborate with someone that had the license,
yeah.
That I would work with them.
Yeah.
And then as time progressed, and I think 2020 for me was very important here, because I stopped shying away from saying that, hey, I know what I'm doing,
yeah.
And I'm good at what I'm doing, right?
Yes.
So that is when, and looking at the way people were all around me, I was like, okay, big girl pants on. You've got to step up, Kim.
Yes.
No more
yes.
stepping back.
Yeah,
you've
that's
got
the,
to step up.
It is. Literally, you have to step up.
Yeah. And I was doing sessions for, you know, healthcare, for hospitals, for schools, for offices, literally leave aside just Dubai and Abu Dhabi, but, you know, people in LA, people in London, people in Australia, it was
phenomenal.
Like, mm-hmm. Phenomenal. I had at one of my courses, Christelle, there were 865 people.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, it just started to flourish. People started to see me because I started to show up without any fear.
Mm-hmm.
I showed up because I realized that I had a responsibility.
Yeah.
And that is when I said, you know, fine. Now is the time to invest in myself and stop piggybacking on people's license. Or a freelance license, and that's when I decided to set up the company. The name came up literally in a snap of a finger. I was sitting with a friend of mine mm-hmm. in Starbucks, and we're thinking of names, and we wanted Mind, we wanted Energy, we wanted it not to be very very fluid, but mm-hmm. to have something that people can connect with, and then My Infinite Energy just came up.
Ah, wait a minute. So it's My Mind, My M-I-E, My Infinite Energy. So your company is called M-I-E?
Mind, yes.
Mind. And you say My Mind.
Yes, because we all say that, right?
Right.
Like, in my mind, I was thinking this, and in my mind, I perceived
this. Yeah.
So when my intention was that when someone says My Mind, they need to remember that your mind is your infinite energy.
Yes, yes.
Harness it.
Well, I don't know what to say now. Well, of course I know what to say. So you have a website.
Mm-hmm.
And your website is mymind.com, but it's MIEMIND.com. Yeah. What am I going to find when I go there?
Well, you're going to find a very wonderful picture of me first.
You're so funny.
And three important things that I follow, you know, live your life with passion, live your life with presence, you know, live your life, like really live a big life.
Yeah.
And peace, passion, presence, it's all part of, you know, that purposeful living. We don't just come here to wake up, eat, sleep,
have
a little chitter chatter.
Of course.
There is a reason. And when we start aligning to all of those aspects, you're truly living a life. You get to the end of the day. And if I practice this, you know, Crystal, I have, what is the highlight of my day?
Yeah.
And there are some days where I have so many highlights. There's so much of amazing.
Give me an example. Give me an example. A day, yesterday or the day before.
Okay, let's talk about yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, my highlights, I had six highlights in my diary. One was, I do a lot of energy readings for my clients. That's pre-session where I'll, you know, we'll go into meditation together. I'll call on their higher self and ask for messages through their energy centers. And yesterday, I had two such beautiful sessions. One of the higher selves asked my client, when was the last time you smiled? Your smile is so magical.
Yeah, yeah.
I just burst out crying.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what a message. How beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And the other client, she kept asking her, and this lady is a very well-known, you know, leadership coach and things like that. And she said, when have you appreciated yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You appreciate the world. You support the world. When are you appreciating yourself?
Yeah.
And that moment was when she was able to open up and realize that, you know, I'm being way too harsh on myself.
Yes, of course.
So those two messages were like two different clients altogether. The way it shifted things for these clients of mine, it was so beautiful.
Yeah.
The other part of it was something personal where I am a baby when I'm sick, okay?
Oh,
like
we
I
all
need
are.
People.
Mm.
No. Trust me, I am a real baby.
Funny.
I'll go into mommy, daddy, Roly, baby. So I go really
funny.
The worst baby, right? So I had slept for like probably 3 hours and then I had a very long morning. So by afternoon I was completely done and I went to sleep, but I got up with a headache. So that was for a very long time. My husband is someone, when he's sick, you need to leave him alone.
Yeah.
When I'm sick, I need a lot of attention.
Control, yeah. Cuddling.
So we've been having this conversation for 15 years, but I'm like, when I'm sick, treat me the way I want to be treated, not the way you want to be treated. So for me, one of my biggest highlights on Monday was when I did have that headache. He sat beside me all the while till I went off to sleep. And my headache was not going. And I'm like, go and get my sage stick. Light it up.
Yeah.
Now go above my crown. Now cleanse my energy. Go to my foot. You know?
It's so important. It really is so important for that support. You get that support.
And he doesn't know all of these practices, but he followed it to the T.
Good
and then
for
I
him.
Said, okay, this is
good
how you
for
put
you.
It off. And in 10 minutes, I was off to sleep.
See, there you go. There you go. Wait a minute. I'm going to stop you because as you were talking, I went hunting and doing my research. And because I asked you, what will I find? And you said, wonderful pictures of me. Well, I'm on your website. And the first thing I see is a free energy reading like you just described. And then there is a who can benefit. And for individuals, there's a section on individuals. There's a section on corporates. So individuals start with a there's a service 1-to-1, there's energy healing, there's free resources for people to tap into.
Mm-hmm.
There's energy healing. Let's see, what else is there? And courses, online courses. And more or less the same for corporates, human potential training, so on, so on, and so on. Then she has a podcast, and the podcast's name is Say More all attached. Say more. There are, you address yourselves to schools, you address yourself to subconscious priming. Now, tell us what this subconscious priming is.
Yes.
You can order this.
This is the book.
Yeah.
The Little Blue Book. This was a product of 2020.
Yeah.
Crystal, I noticed that all my clients, my male clients at least, that were coming to me, they were coming when they were at the edge of the cliff.
Yeah, of course.
And I started to think, I said, why do people, what can I do for people to have some support, have some help, have some direction without having access to me or any other, you know, therapist or coach or healer? And that is when on one of the, I think one of the full moons when I was meditating, I set the intention I wanted to download some information. And that was the birth of the Little Blue Book.
Uh-huh.
So this book, as once I've opened it, you see, it has 30 intentions. Each intention is, you know, something, they're all around. I love this. This keeps coming up. I think this is, it's for me. Yeah. My intention today is to reflect on the life that I desire to create rather than just respond to the life that comes my way.
Right. That's absolutely important. Yes.
Isn't that beautiful, right?
Yeah.
So there are different intentions. And if you notice, Crystal, there are certain words that are highlighted.
Yes.
Now, why is that? Because this is like a calendar. You know, you keep it on your desk. And every time you're still on your laptop, you're on your call, but these words are getting fed into your subconscious mind.
Yeah.
So when it's at my desk, I can see reflect, life, and desire.
Sure.
So my subconscious is getting fed. Reflect on your life. Mm-hmm. Desire the life that you want. So by the end of a week, a month, a couple of months,
of course,
your subconscious is not just getting fed marketing ideas, but they're getting fed with something that's going to change you.
Okay, I haven't, you know, I'm a woman who loves to talk, and it's very rare that I find someone who can talk more than me. Kim talks more than me. I have to stop her with my gesticulations. Now, because if you go on and on, we won't be able to talk about the other things that I really want to. Can we discuss a bit what it means to connect to our higher self and to align ourselves to our higher self?
Yes, I love that topic.
Okay, thank you.
You remember you remember, but people listening wouldn't remember that we were speaking about dissonance. You know,
right,
there's
dissonance.
Our physical body running around, chasing our goals, paying bills, buying things, shopping, going for holidays. And then there's the energetic body that's saying, hey, do something more fulfilling. Hey, live a little purposeful life. Be happier. Be more in alignment. And that is where, Crystal, when, you know, Well, technically, you know this better than me, that our soul may not have a look. It just has a representation of what we connect to. So in my higher self alignment classes or teachings, I allow the person to have a representation of their higher self.
You mean a physical drawing, a physical image?
An image, like a visualization, whatever comes up for them in their meditation, and on a daily basis to align back to that higher self.
Well, what do you mean by aligning? That's always misunderstood.
So aligning is more about saying that, for example, my higher self has certain characteristics. She's fun. She's playful. She is, you know, she is still a teacher. She does things, but it's not. Earlier when I stepped into energy, well, so many people would tell me, you've got to wear white robes. You have to wear orange robes. You've got to change your style. But I'm somebody that's either in pants or in short skirts. So I would say, yeah, I have to do this. You know, I've got to look the part. Otherwise, people are not going to take me seriously.
I'm laughing so much because I understand what you're saying, you know.
And you allow yourself to go down that hole, right? So all energy healers look the same. And when I started connecting with my higher self, she was still playful. She was not boring AF.
Yeah.
You know, she was still playful. She was still having conversations like this. She could still have a joke at a life path, at my own life path. And that is where I said, okay, that is something that I need to align with daily. What is, you know, what does my soul look like? She still wants to be fun. She still wants to wear the shorts. She still wants to wear, you know, short dresses to work. I mean, not indecent, but that's my style. And it's okay. I've had clients whose higher selves wear leather jackets and heels.
Yeah.
So what? Who said every higher self is only in a wide gown? It can be the way your body represents it.
Yeah, you made me think of a question now. This is, if you don't feel like answering, but let's play. As you were talking, I was thinking to myself, well, Kim, if this is an example, okay? I'm going to give you an example. Kim, something happens and all of a sudden you become fearful. I don't know. God forbid, you go to the doctor, you had a pap smear, a breast exam, and there's just a shadow there. And of course, we're humans and we, you know, our breath is taken away. Now that brings me to the notion of what people like you and me do in cases like that, because we are highly spiritually, highly aligned. But when it hits the pit of our stomach, you know, I could remember similar to this many years ago when there was a shadow on my breast and come back, we'll have to, you know, take a sample and test it. That night, I prayed to my mama, who was no longer alive. I was wanting my mother, okay? And the key word there is praying. What? Can you remember an experience that has happened to you and how you reacted?
Crystal, you'll be surprised or not surprised, but I deal and I have those fearful moments very often.
Oh,
it's not that it doesn't exist.
But
right?
Why?
Recently, I manifested purely on the 4th of Jan. I was sitting on my balcony and I wrote that this year I want to move into an office, no longer working from home. I love to move into the office. This is how my office will look. I wrote it out.
Right.
5th Jan, 12 o'clock. I'm at a, you know, networking event in the morning. This is the only networking event I go to in a month. And I meet this lady. She said she's subletting her office. I go to her office. It is copy paste of the picture I had in mind.
Fantastic.
And I'm like, yes. And she says, Kim, you can move in tomorrow. That's when the fear sets in.
Why?
I'm like, am I ready? Am I ready for this?
The fear of success. Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen it so often.
And that evening, I went to the beach and I'm like, okay, buddy, let's talk. What's up, right? So sitting at the beach, listening to the waves. And that's when it appeared to me that the energy is ready. The subconscious was so used to being a square, being a triangle, being whatever structure, that this new energy shape was so different that it didn't know how to fit in. So that is when I did a meditation, sitting at the beach. I said, okay, let's clear out what we've been, all the struggle we thought that we had to go through to get this to happen in less than 12 hours. And let it just settle in. Let's just let it be there, right? So that is something that I did. I do a lot of, I love meditation. I mean, that's my go-to zone. I love the beach. I love the sea. And like you, when it's all, you know, I can't get, you know, the energy is too low. Like the days I would have a headache or so, I call on my godmother, my grandmother, grandfathers. I'm like, fix me. When I wake up, I must be fixed.
Yeah, I know.
And that's it. I wake up, I am fixed.
Yeah. Yeah, it is fear. It is the fear, you know, and
it is.
And you,
it is.
You, it's everybody deals with it differently, but it comes up, like you said, every day or often, and it doesn't come up to me often. Of course, just to finish that story, it was just a water bubble. It was nothing, but still, it made me see what really happened. You talk a big game, but when it hits you, you think, oh God, your touch of death, you're getting close to that. And the fear comes, of course, this was so many years ago. And now, you know, I'm ready to sign a piece of paper. I've done so many things in my life. I'm ready to go. I have no problem. I say it, but then when it happens, who knows? So now let me push you into another direction, okay? understanding and working, because you gave us a lot of examples about manifesting. You just mentioned this apartment. Mm-hmm. How can people understand that and work in sync with energy, the energy of for money and physical wealth? A lot of people are interested in that.
Yes. Crystal, it's very, very simple. We cannot manifest if we don't heal our energy blocks.
Okay, I agree.
We can do new year, you know, the new moon meditation as much as we want.
I know. It's
we can
true.
Plant the seed.
Will work.
The energy will come to us, but it will come and it will touch and go.
Now say it again slowly, what you just said.
Okay. Manifesting is not difficult. We can manifest, we can plant the seeds, but for it to be embodied and not just come, touch and go, that is where we need to heal the energy blocks.
All right, now,
that is where
of course, the next question is, how can we heal energy blocks?
Your triggers, your fears, they're the indicators. Like in my previous example, me thinking that, hey, I manifested the office like within 12 hours. Why am I on pins? It was the fear of success, the fear of this big opportunity, the fear of, you know, never been in an office before that I was paying rent for. It was always where I worked. So I had to bring that up, allow it to come up, have a conversation and say, okay, time for you to leave now. Replace that energy space with something else, with a different energy.
Yes. Now, can you help people? Is there some part of the services that you offer? I remember before we recorded, I did talk about what I do with soul therapy, removing blocks and restrictions. Do you work with people in that sense?
Yes, absolutely. I have, if you've seen the individuals, Crystal, I have something called The Journey.
Yes,
The Journey. Was launched early this year, where the idea is not do one meditation and go, not do one clearing session and go. It is the journey. We spoke about it, you know, the soul journey, life journey, healing
yes.
is the journey, manifesting
yes.
is the journey. And because it's a journey, we need to do it again and again. We get to step up again and again. We've got to learn again and again. We've got to release
yeah.
again and again. So in the journey, it's a membership group where every month we have a masterclass. So, and every alternate month, 1 month is of how to create, because we forget that we can create.
I'm signing up.
Perfect.
Yeah.
The second month is a clearing. We're working with healing wounds. We're working with understanding why things trigger us. Bring it up, clear it out, get rid of it. And then the month after that, again, we're going into creation. So in that balance is where, and it's very cheap. It's like hardly, I don't know, it's 110 dirhams. So that's probably less than $30, which is very affordable.
So,
you know, that's your...
That's less than $30 for a series of encounters?
For a month.
Uh-huh.
So in a month, there's a masterclass, which is around 2.5 hours, fully immersive.
Wow.
We go through the body, the mind, the energy, all the aspects before we create what we're doing. Then we have a theme meditation that the entire group practices. We have Facebook groups where we share our
mm-hmm.
wins.
Good.
You know, there's a joint energy. So,
it's
because
powerful.
What I realized, yes, that I may be on a journey that my friends, my family, and my colleagues aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to share that, hey,
sure.
I manifested this. Hey,
sure.
I felt this block release. And they don't get it.
Yeah.
And that is where having a tribe that's going through the same journey, like we are in school again,
mm-hmm.
people relate to you. You have
yes.
your audience. You have people to cheer for you, to support you, you know. So that is what the journey is about.
Yeah. So we have talked about so, so many things. Basically, it is your background in meditation, how you work with meditation, which is at the basis of everything. And very, very high on the list is our higher self. Now, I know we talked about your website, My Mind, MIEmind.com. Do you have social media that people could find you at?
Absolutely. Instagram is my.mind. So Facebook
wait.
Is again
MIE dot mind.
Facebook is MIE mind. So that's just my mind there. LinkedIn, we have the page which is my mind, MIE mind. Plus, you know, you can find me, that is Kim, K-I-M, Shelar, S-H-E-L-A-R. And where else am I? Spotify, say more.
Good for you.
By my mind.
Good, say more. Very, very good. Thank you so, so much. This is not a goodbye. This is an arrivederci. We are going to stay in contact. It is by no chance that our paths are crossing, Kim. I really appreciate you taking the time to come and talk to us. I'm sure my followers and listeners are thinking the same. I'm very glad I met you, Kim.
Me too. And the person connecting us is very happy right now. If you're already seeing the energy around. Because I'll usually channel him and say, hey, how can I be as disciplined as you were in your life, right? And he's like, journal, buddy, journal.
Yeah, I journal. We will talk again, Kim. Thanks and goodbye.
Big love, Christelle.
Big love to you, Kim. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.